By Erech, and also, if somebody says, Erech and Olai, like the value of myself, the Torah says how much you're worth, you want to machayv yourself to give that to the Hegdish. So maybe Yocholav Zekein, Talmud, the Pasuk says, you have to give it. So you see here clearly that there's a Chiyav Achrayus on it. Now, Chulin, Achiyavu de Gizbel, means to say it's Chulin until you give it to the Gizbel, meaning Yochayv Achrayus on. The Be'erchin, until you give it to the Gizbel, not yet Yochayv at all. It says clearly, you have the Be'erchin, there is a Chiyav Achrayus. So if you lose the money, you have to give new money. You're not yet Yochayv altogether until it's called Chulin, Achiyavu de Gizbel. So, you see clearly, even my Erech and also Yechayis, and what's the true? El Ravi Yitm, if you don't have anything healthy, this is what they meant to say. But Omer Avamina, I mean, it's like this, Omer Avamina, how come that everybody agrees, be Erechim? Ah, the Asagav, the Yomer, Elay, is not saying the word Elay, still Mechayis. So, see, the Pasuk says, the Nosem Aserka, Chokhun, Heng, the Yetcha, Shiova, the Gizbo, Rak, Lech, Chokhun, until you give it to the Gizbo. So everybody agrees that by Erchon, even though you don't say the word Elai, still Yechayus. Then it says, Choy Nebekisei, Tore Rabbanu like this. What it says, Ki Yikora, Tam Tzipa Lefenecha, when you meet up with a nest, is not Tam and other person say, Ki Yikora, Tam Tzipa, but the Shnei the person says, Shalach HaShalach HaSein, you have to send away the money, the mother. V'yeh Sabon, Tikro Chor, the kids you can take for yourself. Yechla, I want to say, Yachso, the whole moving voice, maybe you have a chiyuv to go in the mountains or in the hills, in the mountains or in the hills here, Kadesh Yimsekan, that you should have to go and meet up with the Khan to do this mitzvah. You have a chiyuv to go find the Khan. Tamar, the prophet says, no, Ki Yikora, if it happens to be the Mu'il of Fenecha Khan, that if it happens to be, you find the Khan in front of you, and you see the mother on top of the eggs, there's a mitzvah now, don't take the eggs, but send the mother away. Yes. Now, the prophet says the word Khan, meaning Nikol Makam. Rashi says, I feel you before Chech, even with one babe chick, or the babe tzachas, because not the Masnissim. Don't know if they have two or three, even with one. Kan Mikomokum. Tzipa, now the Mishnah says, Tzipa Torah of Loi Tameya. When the Pasuk says, Tzikola Kan Tzipa, Tzipa means, Tzipa Torah, a Torah Dika one, for Loi Tameya, not a Tameya, like it says in the Mishnah. Now, Lefonecho, the Pasuk says again, Tzikola Kan Tzipa Lefonecho, means the Shifa Yochid. If you find it, even in the Shisha Yochid, Rash Mekonecha, Mash Meshisha Yochid, going to the paradise to the Sod, the Shainim Shtemeris, and the field is not watched. The Lekanya Lechatzeya, in order that the owner is not claiming this Khan, the Lav Mezumino, because if the owner would claim it, it's called Mezumin, you wouldn't have a mitzvah Shlecha Khan. So Malafonecha means you found it in the Shisha Yochid, and the place where the field was open, that the owner of the field was not claiming this nest. Then it says, Kikola Chantip of Necha Baderech. Baderech means even Meshus Rabin. Yeah. Be Lonis, Minahem that you find around the trees. Talmud of the Cholites, any tree. The Boris, Sikh, the most one in the ditch, Minahem Talmudem, Oy Aloits, even on the ground. The Chizmor says, Chashu, the Chimiach, Chashu, Sophin, the Rabbis, Chodos, the Chim, the Chamit, the Iran, everything. The Fonecha Baderech, Lemon, where did the person of Fonecha Baderech for? Tomorrow says, learn not to teach us, not there, just like the Derech, Shein HaKonah B'Yotcha, you don't own it, of call Shein HaKonah B'Yotcha, you don't own it, can't be a kind of a nest that you own, in Kanam of Yeri, you learned, that Yoni Shabbat, Yoni Aliyah, Shekonah B'Tfichim, Rebiris, Yavazim Tanagrim, Shekonah B'Padis, Chayov B'Shaluach, Yivachai B'Shaluach. So again, in Kanam of Yeri, you learned that Yoni Shabbat, the pigeons of the Shavuach, the Yoni Aliyah, Shekonamu, that they Rekonu, these things, so it means, close in mind, you don't own them, Yechai Meshlecha Khan, Rashi says, Shekonamu B'Shavuach, or B'Shavuach, the Perth, among us, the question, of course, since it's in Yechotz, Yechon, Yechotz should be Kaina. But call upon him with all my cases, we don't own it. There's Betfichim, of the Boris, we have Ozim, Tanagurim, Shekonamu, the Pardis, everything is Chai Meshlecha Khan, because you don't own them. Like the Tzvika means she knows them to Beiros Ketanis, small pitches, or Beiros, the Beiros or Migdal Eir. She called me the Pardish, means that Shemodu, they ran away from you, and now they're not in your house anymore. So in this case, Yechayiv in Shlecha Khan. So the Moor says though, but Avokonim, the Betecha Bayit, and say they made their nest inside the house, that you own it. The chen yoni ad risayis are also called domestic ones. Then potem le shluach, you potem shluach akan. Kita shluach akan is only birds that you do not own, and none of them in your shul, so you own them. Oma ma, what we just said before, ma deo, just like the road, shen konu biyotcha, you don't own it. Of course, shen konu biyotcha, you don't own it. Holomali, when you dispose it for mechikor and akko, Samar says, no, kikor a prat le mezumin. That means not something that you set there, you set it aside there. You're going to call that other question. Is normally, mechikor and akko, kikor prat le mezumin. Like we learn now, prat le mezumin. That's really part of the kasha. So what do you have to have another pesuk for to say derech? The yer lefanecha. What did the word lefanecha for? Ever lefanecha lasu yishay lefanecha. It was in front of you. Umodu, and it ran away. It rebelled, and now you find it outside. There is a mitzvah shluch again. So the derech atayus k'dav yuda. Yom rav k'dav yuda. Omer rav. Yom rav yuda. Omer rav. Motra kan b'yam. Let's see. You find the kan b'nes b'yam in the ocean. Chay b'shluch. Then the pasuk says, "Kreim Hashem Hanesim b'yam derech." So see, the word yam is also called a derech. That's the chiddush of the word derech here. Not that if you don't own it, that we know from Yikora, that the derech teaches even the yam. And the miyat, the Sefer Gemara says, "Motzei kan b'shemayim, you find the kan b'shemayim dechsiv derech nasher b'shemayim nechanam yidemechayi b'shloch kan derech nasher ikli derech stam ikli is not called stam derech. Omer le'omalei fufner levat masno." Motzei kan brush shlev, what do you sound? The kan is nest on top of a person's head. So Rashi said before, kan b'shemayim means oif. Nasea kan b'yavah, see a bird that's carrying the nest in the yavir. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, what's going to be the shiloh? Motzei, what's going to be the locha? Motzei kan brush shlev, the mal. Omal, the yadom ra roishay. Rashi says, meaning, even though it's a roish shlev, it doesn't lose its name. Shamina Odom Gufei Adomu Midlay of the Eshemot Le Kari Ofa Vashinami Alowitz Kis Kod Alowitz. So it says Moshe Minator Minayin and Moshe Minator Minayin B'Shigam Hu Boser. It says B'Shigam Hu Boser. These are also questions that he asked then. Rashi says B'Yoyd Zeh Shol Vemenu Minayin and Moshe Yom Zeh Kodim Shibo Shesher Sefer Lovoi B'Shigam Hu B'Shigam B'Gematri Kumay Moshe. Hamin minatoy minayin, haminoitz. So the word haminoitz. Esther minatoy minayin, v'nechi yasser aster. Mordechai minatoy minayin, dichsiv, mordechai, matagminon, mordechia. Him is Mordechai. So these are Muslim in the Torah that something will be even before it happened. Then it says, v'yezer, sheinim uzim, what source comes is not called prepared. Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Shimon. Chatoni had resius, that type of a bird. Chatoni, some learn, Hadesias, not with a dalit race, but a race dalit. Mandatory Hadesias, a race dalit first, Hashem Hudis. Mandatory Hadesias, Hashem Akhman. Omiyav Kamla, the Di Chazan, I saw this, the time when she's Sadori, I found 16 rows of them. So the kids, he saw 16 rows of them. The Pasi Milak, each row was a mil long. That the koi, they were screaming out these birds, kiri kiri. Heavy chavana was one of them, the way heavy koi, kiri kiri. One of the birds was not calling out kiri kiri. His omul achavarta, so the other one said to it, simla, you blind one. Amri kiri kiri, why don't you say these words, kiri kiri? Omri, so the other one said back, omrio sumo. Amri kiri biri. No, said the words kiri biri ready. Is the asir, they took that one, mishokhtu, and they shechted that bird. Omri vashivashi said, omuli reb chiyo. Milen, milen. These are stam words. Sakabedech aleima bin milen. Rashi says, that's omuli reb chmina, milen means divrei ruachain. Shka divrei ruachain, these words never happen. Omri reb chanji says, no, di chosli, how could it never happen? He said, it did happen. Ele, but milen, Rashi says, that they kshofen, lemetel ledabra oysa neifes. So it's through kishra, through magician, that those birds spoke that way. Now, oif tomei potim l'shleich. Minon emili, how do we know this? Om Rabbi Yitzhak Yom Kodah Posek says, ki yikora kantit l'fanecho. Oif mash molon bein tor ben tomei, true. But tzipo, torashkecho, nikri tzipo. Tomei, torashkecho, nikri tzipo. We never found a bird, a tomei, a bird that's called a tzipo.
For the word tzipa we know only Torah, not Tami. Toshma, Kavnis called tzipa or kenaf. My love, tzipa means ben Torah, ben Tami. Kenaf means chagovim. Uloi, the fat of pshat. Tzipa means Torah. Kenaf is Tami. Tami v'chagovim. Toshma, hachai v'chol ben remis. V'tzipa konof. My love, tzipa means ben Torah, ben Tami. Or kenaf means chagovim. Uloi, no, it's not the pshat. Tzipa means Torah. Kenaf, Tami v'chagovim. Toshma, again, another pasuk in Bereishis. Kol tzipa, kol konof. My love, kudu makshinim. That tzipa means any type of bird, even the talmudic one also. So much like the machine, kidding machine, like we answered, that it only means a talmudic bird. Toshima, the yata ben odin emol tzipa called kenaf. My love, kidding action, like we asked the question, means even a bird is talmudic also. The answer again is like the shninon, that the word tzipa only means a bird that's tall. Rashi says, love tzipa teru mashtoy minei the kenaf suya tmei mechagovim. So kitzur. The digas in the word sefer is always used to be a Talmudic one and not a Talmudic bird. Alright, we'll stop here.